Morning, Brother Shmuto. But I want to do this morning a quick rehash. Oh, good, he's walking in. A quick rehash into what we kind of left off a few weeks ago. And I want to go weiter. And what's important is I want to begin to unlock a little bit of halacha lemaisa, just because it will be worthwhile. That share might not be very helpful for you. So, okay, here we go. Back to Kuf Nun Vav. Kuf Nun Vav is the sugya that we saw of Lash. And just to, I want to highlight today, today's topic, or actually the topic, I'm going to call it the Shinui topic. And you'll see what I mean by that. You'll see what I mean by that. Okay, so the Gemara, as you will hopefully recall, talks about different types of substances. Let's go to Kuf Nun Hey Amud Bet at the bottom. And it says, we're not allowed to be Govel, the Kali. So what's Kali? Kali is? How do you translate Kali? What? What is it?
Wheat
kernels, right? I'm sorry, right? Rashi here says, Kemach Shel Tfua. Rashi calls this the Kemach. It's flour of wheat. Shenit Yavshah, so it's been dried out. Geshehen Klayot Batanur. So what do? You take these wheat kernels, you pop them in the oven, they get hard and brittle, and what do you do to them? You grind them down into flour. Va'otok kamach lulam atok. And it gets sweet, right? We discussed this before, because often you heat things, remember, like onions, right? You take an onion, you put it in the campfire, you heat it up, all of a sudden it releases sugars, I'm assuming? Anyone here in science? Right? Releases sugars or something, and that sweetens up the product. And he says, and this turns into this type of flour that's now what we're using. So, in Govlin the Kali, Vyashurim Govlin. So, there's two opinions, and you will hopefully recall. How do you resolve this contradiction? Can you or can't you? The answer is, when can you and when can't you? When can it be Govel? When could you need this product? Only with a Shinui. Now, what is the Shinui? So, Echi Mishane, what's the Shinui? And the answer is, according to Rav Chisda, Al Yad. So, what's the Shinui? Al Yad. So, it's a little bit out of time. Okay. Then we bring, so that's Shinui number one. Let's keep track of different Shinui we have. One is a little bit at a time. Shinui number two, right? Vishavin Shibuchushin as a Shatit Bishabis, Vishotin Zetim Mitzri, Vishotin Mitzri. Vamart in Govlin Lokasha, Haba Ava Habaraka. So now we're making a distinction with, again, we're talking about this, you're allowed to stir the shatit on Shabbos. Remember what shatit was? According to Rashi, what was shatit? Where's what?
It was like a,
right, so it was the same item, it was the same type of flour. If you continue that Rashi that I intentionally stopped on purpose, go back to that Rashi, he says, for osha mimenu shetita. And once you have now this flour, you make shittita, which is shatit. What is it? You add shemen, umaim, umelach. So the sweeter type of almost a Sephardic pastry of some sort, right? That's why, I don't know, that's my image in my head. I have no idea if it's true or not, but that's just the image that I have. You know, I'm talking about those sweet Sephardic, bakawa, I don't know what they're called. When the Sephardi went in tonight, they were the servant. No, like as a dessert, like with honey. Baklava, you know, that. Yeah, so maybe they'll serve it tonight. I don't know. We'll see how Sephardi the wedding is. So, it's a Shar Shemayim, so I don't know if they do, you know. I think those types of foods, usually it's a special order. You know what I mean? Joe Schmo Caterer or Toronto, they just make them. You have to bring those things in from outside. Okay, but that's the Gemara. So again, we're talking about a situation where I'm allowed to stir this up, but on condition that what? It's Ave and Bracha. That there's a distinction between thick and between thin. And even if I do thin, it seems I have to do a Shinui. So again, I just want to highlight everything. We're talking about different Shinui. Number one, we have a little bit at a time. Now, that when we're allowed to do a little bit at a time, that is only going on what's called here, this Kali. Okay? So, I'm allowed to do a Shinui on Kali, Then the Gemara talks about the distinction between I'm allowed to also again mix, but they're making a distinction that it has to be a bracha, it has to be a thin. By the way, do you remember the difference between a thick mixture, a bracha, and a thin? What about holding its form? So if I take an item and I pour it out and it actually comes out, doesn't really, you know, it comes out, it's more. I got this mixed up last time. It's less viscous.
Bread dough versus like a cake.
Right, or right, exactly. Like, you know, when you make like batter for, very good, that's a good distinction. You make like a brownie mix, where it's a much more of a loose.
You must bake.
You must bake. That was a very good distinction.
We just used that last time.
What? Is that what you did last time? Very good. So that's between a brownie mix versus a dough mix, right? The brownie mix is very, very loose. So let's do, when you have a dough, as in the challah bake, right? So we spoke with this one, the challah bake, that's very helpful. So you know, it's a much thicker type of, you cannot compare the two at all. So that'd be a very good decision, an ave and a raga. Then you have one that's not nothing, I'll just throw this out there too, and that would be something like coffee, right? You talk about those coffee, you know, those little powder with coffee, you cannot tell me that's not even raga, that's a nothing, right? And, dissolves and that's like not, that's not even considered. That would not be an issue. So when we're talking a situation where we have a more a mixture that's pourable, I guess, right? But we still need a shinui. And again, what type of shinui is it now? So here he says, very simple. If during the week, if on chol, you put the chometz, and then you put the shatit, you put down this vinegar, and then you pour the shatit over it, on Shabbos, you flip it, you invert it. And what do you need to do? The shatit, and then you put the chometz. By the way, I saw in the achronim say, what about if that's the way you usually do it? Just, meaning, all you need is the shinui. Whatever you do on Tuesday, just flip it for Shabbos. Right? Because that's an excellent, excellent question. Hold on, that's going to be a very, very good question. How do we deal with the other shinuim? Are they added? Are they different? Are they interchangeable? Right? Right? Like, can you exchange A for B? Like, you know? So hold on, very good. Natan asked a very good question, which we're gonna have to deal with. So again, right now we have aliyad aliyad, and we also have thick versus thin, and we have ingredient order distinction. Next factor. By the way, who said that line? Then he says, oh, then you're going to talk about a case. I don't want to get into this case where he says he got mad at his dad. He saw this guy feeding the animal. I care about the line. Oh, then there's another shinui. And what is it? If you go down, please, 5 lines, because hechem is shanei, go down 5 lines to the second last line of the shorter lines before it gets wider. What does it say? Amar Rav Yomer Ben Shlema Mishmei Dabai Shtiv Erev. So what type of shinui is this? Shtiv Erev. So as opposed to stirring, which you usually do when you want to make this type of mixture, you usually do this. Now instead of mixing, you do Shtiv Erev. Okay, that's the stirring as well. Okay, or Minaro Lakli. Another way you could combine things is by, usually it's much more efficient to just to take whatever instrument and stir it all up, you could also take it and shake it. That would also combine them together. Either way, that's considered a shino, and probably shtiv erev or minaro. Those two things, at least we see, are equal to each other. That's what Gemara seems to suggest as a possibility. Okay, that's it. So, okay, oh, so the Gemara says, ishtiv doesn't work. Here's another suggestion. That's what it appears it's saying. It doesn't reject it. It says it might not be functional. Okay, so very good. What's going on here? So, like, this is like a chillant. Like, do all of them, do some of them. What about ave? What about braka? What's modifying what? What can you do? What can't you do? What's a havamina? What's a maskana? How are you supposed to make sense? A, out of the Gemara, but also, halacha lemaisa, what exactly are we left with from this Gemara? Okay. Here's what I want to do now. If you take a look, that let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look at the top of the page, if you take a look at the top of the page, I want to point out one more thing. I just want to remind you, and to do this, that there's two different shitas here about when you're chayav. That's also important. The two shitas are, let's see them inside, which is Rabbi Divrei Rabbi, and there's also Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. So what were the two? That was the question in that Gemara first. But the two opinions are, when you chayav? Sorry? Oh, that one opinion is adding the water already to the mixture, adding that water is the Isur D'oraisa. One says, no, only when you actually mix it together. We spent a lot of time, you know, arguing over what's the distinction between them, but which we're going to have to deal with a little bit now. But those two distinctions are going to be very important. Because, according to Rebbe, question, which is the only shinui that makes sense, according to Rebbe, and why? There's only one shinui, again, according to Rebbe, adding the water is problematic. Oh, the only shinui that's going to be helpful for Rebbe is changing the order. Because every other shinui is irrelevant. You've already violated the prohibition. Okay, maybe on the Rabbanon level, but you violated. Meaning, if you want to do a shinui, so if you want to tell me that Baraka is only the Rabbanon and I do a shinui, okay, that's why maybe it's mutter. But if it's a thin mixture, and then I've already thrown the liquid into it, in the regular order, and now I'm stirring it up. Shtivera, you didn't do any shinuis. You've already done the shinuis when it's too late. You've already violated. This is a Rabbanon. So according to Rebbe, there's only one shinui that's going to be usable. That's going to be very important. Why? Because if we paskin like Rebbe, then the answer is going to be very simple. Take every other shinui, throw it out the window, because they're irrelevant. There's only one shinui that actually matters, and that's the order. So the question is, when the Gemara mentions these other types, is it only according to Rashi Bar Yehuda? It would almost have to be, because for Rabbi, Ashuno Shtiv Erev is not going to be very helpful. Okay, so if that's the case, then that's going to be a very important distinction, and it's not so simple from the Gemara. We paskin like. Again, this goes back to a shir that we did before, based on a Gemara earlier. Is it going to reject the Havamina? Because Halacha, Kibrabi, V'chavi, Rabbi, that's what I wanted, that we did that already. And we see the Machlokas, basically Machlokas Mishonim, and you're going to say, give me Machlokas and Psak Halacha as well. Who we paskin like, or at least who we're Machmir for, we'll see that in a minute. But that, I wanted to mention that as well, because that's going to be important. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, okay. You tell me what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like. Ava b'Shabbos, Asur latet mashke b'chardal o b'shum, ha-kitushim, mishum lash. So, he says, you're not allowed to add liquid to this chardal because of mustard of some sort, or because of lash. Now, here's the problem, though. What's not fair is that, you know, is that an Isser D'oraisa D'Rabbanan? Because, you're right, if it's an Isser D'oraisa, but whatever it's only an Isser, it could be the Isser D'Rabbanan, right? We don't know yet. So, comes along the Ramah, and he says, Vim notena ochel tchila, and then a chametz, ohayayin, uma arvo be'etz ba'o, and you stir it with your finger, Shari. So, what is he seemingly arguing on the Shulchan Aruch? So, let me tell you a secret. The Rambam, I have to look it up. But there's a list, and I actually have the list right here in front of me. The list of Rishonim who holds, like, you know, I'll tell you right now. Many Rishonim hold like the biggest one is the Rambam. The Rambam holds, and the Rosh Hashanah is going to echo it, that just that we hold like, we do not hold like Rabbi, we hold like Rashi Bar Yehuda, and therefore it's only therefore any shinui is going to be sufficient. All you have to do is one shinui. Why? Because it doesn't matter. Because since the real D'oraisa is only. The D'oraisa is stirring up, mixing it in. Therefore, if I switch, potentially, you could even argue the opposite. Sorry, that even switching the order might not even be useful as a shinui. Why? Because you haven't done anything. Right? Now, As we're going to see, by the way, in the Siman, what is this topic? This is not referring to something which is usually mixed. So this is only talking about an Isser D'Rabbanan to begin with. So in an area that's an Isser D'Rabbanan, because it's a mustard seed, you don't usually, right, take mustard seeds and turn it into some type of dough, right? That's not what you usually do. The classic case, of course, would be dough for bread. That's not here. And therefore, we're talking about a substance in and of itself that's probably just a thinner substance, which is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Comes along the Ramah and says, you want to do this? I will give you a way to do it in the permissible form. What is the way to do it, which is a heter? So the Rama is very careful, and he says only if you first put down the food, and then you add the vinegar. And how do you combine it? With your finger, which obviously is the shiner, because yeah, no one, you know, for obvious reasons, that's the shiner. Now, and look at his language. Ready? Tehave shinui kemo b'shitita la'ayo. Okay, I need to bring both cases, but that's the whole by Shittita too, which we know Shittita is in only in Isser D'Rabbanan. That we know from our Gemara. So if Shittita is only in Isser D'Rabbanan, all I need to do. But why is he Machmir? The Rama says you need two shinuis. He needs a shinui in the order and a shinui in the what's it called? Process? In the mixing? In the, okay? You need both.
Is it to like accommodate both sides?
So it seems that the Rama wants to be machmir lahalacha for both shitas.
Can you just say, does it equate to Rebbe, whatever, not to Rebbe? Because it's a process, you need both of them, then you need a shinui throughout.
So, okay, it is very possible that, right, at each stage you need a shinui. Now, it's hard to imagine, and we did entertain this way back when, that, what, you don't tell me that pouring the water into this, is not part of, when you add the water to the flour, that's not lust? Sure, I mean, it's an integral part of, it's a process. So, it could just be that, you know, you need a shinui, an integral part of the process, and maybe adding that water is not integral enough, right? Maybe. In which case it needs to be done. Did my computer just die on me? It's okay.
I can plug in the port behind me, isn't there?
There's one
lovely
back there.
That's not gonna work. How come there's no warning? Okay. Sorry. So, if that's true, then we're going to need a shinui, perhaps both of these different stages, not in order to at least resolve both opinions, or at least be choshesh for both opinions, l'chumra. Now that will be important, because what about a situation where I can't, there's any room to finagle, we'll see that in a minute. So again, let's say, but you can't. For every reason, the first shinui won't work at all.
Does it still be the Rabbanan just on the merits of being a chedel?
Yes, yeah. We're just playing in the rabbinic world. In which case, a shinui by the Rabbanan, I understand why it's mutter. By the way, it's mudel chedchila. Right? Shinui by the Rabbanan, mudel chedchila. Okay? So, that's what he says, right? Share mutter, a shinui, kemo b'shita, echein hagin lahatar de shinui. And then the Rama just says, oh, by the way, if that's a usual order on Tuesday, just flip that order for Shabbos. I mean, that's what I wanted to mention that before. So what we see from the Rama is that he seems to at least to be choshesh for the Shita of Rebbe. That you need to do a shinui both in the order and in the process, in the mixing.
How often do like the halakha is to try to be
kosher
for both shitas? That
kind of
common practice.
So it there because there's a machlokas rishonim, and who do we paskin like? Right? The Shulchan Aruch is Mako. He's not choshesh for the shita of Rebbe, it appears, at all. That's not who we hold like. And therefore, since we don't hold like him, he's not so worried. The Rama is worried for that shita. Again, that's not make sense. That's Shulchan Aruch is going to the Rambam. That's not right. That's not so crazy. And since the Rama is choshesh for the other shita and the Rishonim, I think it's a Rush. I think it's a Chuva. I think a Rashba or something. So he's choshesh for it, and therefore, he wants to make sure that the order has to be. We don't want the shunit to become too late in the process because the sheet of Rebbe. So if that's the case, why do you need shilir with an etzba? Why isn't the shunit earlier, according to Ramah, sufficient?
Like, how often do you think people try to comment both
sheets? Right. Right. So is the Rama, maybe this is interesting, maybe it could be. And by the way, there's also the Rabban, it's not the Raisa.
Yeah.
Right? He seems to suggest that he wants both, no? He seems to be pretty clear on that.
The Rama likes to.
Yes, compromise. I mean, he wants. Well, hold on, we're going to see the Mishabur in a second. Well, that'll be important. Now, here's the Rambam. The Rambam says, right, Megava Chayav Mishum Lash, the Fichach Ein Megavlin Kemach Kali Harbe, Shema Yavod Alush, Kemach Sheno Kali. Okay, so we're not allowed to create this mixture, you're not allowed to knead this Kemach Kali, because you might come to do flour that's not Kali, right? That makes sense. That's the Rabbanan. Umota Ligbot Kali, Ma'at. Look at the Rambam says, what about if you do any shiur? Just do it a little bit at a time, right? Not choshesh for Rebbe, right? Just do a little bit at a time. Okay? Next. Avot tfua shelo hevia shlish. Okay, this is not really avot shlish. Shekalu atav chagach tachin vata tchina gasa arehi kechof ha'invina v'lishati d'mutla gam mena b'chomet v'zeba harbe b'vas achas v'hu shiarach. How do you do it? Yet the Rambam, when he wants to bring Ashinui for Shatit, he says, flip around the order. I don't understand. How could the Rambam hold?
That's an easier thing to do.
So the commentators are very bothered. Is that how come for the Rambam this Shinui is sufficient? The Rambam doesn't hold for Rebbe. Why is the Rambam saying, you want a Shinui? I'll give you a Shinui. Flip around the order. The order shouldn't matter.
Kali, there's no way to like flip around the order easily. Right? There's no established order of how to do it, so there'd be no shinui if you switch around the order. But theoretically, if in this case like Shati, in which there's a clear order of how to do things, the easiest shinui would be to just switch around the order instead of.
So we could see from here, and this is one of the proofs that the Achronim bring, is that even according to the Shita of. The shit that we saw here of Yossi Bar Yehuda, he still holds that throwing the water in, it might not be the deraisa, might not be, but it's still the process. So all you need is any chinui in any part of the process, that would be sufficient. Oh, he doesn't hold like Rebbe. He can't say that throwing that water in is nothing. It's like it's equal to no, what are you talking about? It might not be the integral part of the process, but it's still part of the process. So a shinui in any part of the process, according to the Ram, would be sufficient. You want to do the shinui when you're mixing? That's also okay. You want to do the shinui in the order? That's also okay. Doesn't matter. Nathan has an interesting point. Maybe what about something that you can't do a shinui in the mixing for whatever reason? You do a shinui in earlier would be. So according at least to the Rambam, any shinui at any time, not like what we just said that you'd think you'd have to do it later, not true. According to the Rambam, the shinui at any time seems to be sufficient. Not just in the Shtiv Erev, even though he holds like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. That's interesting highlight over there. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah on this. Makom Shadarko. So what's that going on? So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in that bottom line there.
Wait, so how do you know that Ramah was like your best
you are using? Yeah, Mama says it outright, like somewhere else. Yeah. There. Yeah. I think we saw that. I think we actually saw that at some point in time earlier. Yeah. Okay. Take a look at this. Im shachach lishpach chametz per Shabbos. So it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says again because we formed bichoshes for the sheet of Rabbi. What should you do before Shabbos starts? Throw in your liquid already. Throw your liquid in. The toch ha Karen. This is you. So this is before. I'm not exactly sure what this case is referring to, but we'll see. We'll be able to figure it out. Tzareh she'yaseh b'Shabbos b'li la'raka. So you didn't prepare ahead of time. So what you need to do instead is make your b'li la'raka, make this thinner type of this mixture. V'notein achometz, throw in your vinegar. V'charkach this keren. Afterwards, this type of flour of some sort. Shalom kedir. Shalom simachom. Meaning, says Mishnah Berurah, flip around the order, the sequence. Ve'yachos b'kli atzmo, ve'yenaneo to. And you need to, how do you then mix it? I'll give you a sheet. So again, you need a shinui in the order, and a shinui in the process, and how you mix this double shinui. On a, only a derabana, right? This is only a brun, this is blila raka. Ve'yenaneo to, ube yeraka nikre shlatin, right? Some of the vegetable. In the dakdek, because that kivan she'en chotchinot of dakdak, of amasher, okay, fine. What about tzinon and kishuin, shekorim ugarkus, dakdak, v'shochin chometz, right? So I guess we cut up these type of onions and these vegetables and you throw on them again this vinegar, or davar lach, right? Or some type of, again, some liquid, and they mix it all together. Shekli li zaher shelo la rev bekaf. You can't mix it with a spoon. Bekoach. Or you know, near Bekliatzma, instead, what do? Just shake it up. The Tov, Lachmer, Gamken, Shiitan, Achamet, Hagal, Chamacha. He says also, you should flip around the order. Okay, by the way, this is Halacha Lemaisa. What about on Pesach? Let's say you forget to prepare your Charoses. Because Shechal Pesach Beshabbos, Veshachach Mibod, Yom Nitana Mashke, Tocha Charoses. You didn't add your Mashke, you didn't add your wine to your Charoses. You didn't do this in advance of Shabbos. You'd be allowed to do it. Oh, what about the order? Okay, so just throw it in, right? This is B'shas HaTchak. What should you do? Don't turn with, don't stir it with a cup, with your finger. We don't see it anywhere. But it appears that it's obvious. Makes sense, right? Right?
It's interesting, because I keep asking what's the shiur.
It doesn't mention it.
It seems like the most obvious version of it.
Because it's very handy, right? It's very handy. You can look at your finger afterwards. So. Okay. Oh, yeah, Vitov Lachmir. Here we go. Gamken Shiiten Achamet Hagamacha. Oh, oops, I went back to the wrong line. Mutal Litan Amashu Vashavs Litar Gamz Asur Im Lo Shiasota Gamken Raka. Now, what am I trying to see from here? That the Mishnah Berurah is willing to entertain. That if you just do your finger, that's enough of a shinui. Ideally, you should do the shinui both in the order and the finger. But what does he say? Ideally, be choshesh for whatever, both, I guess you could argue. Change the order and change the process. But at the very least, be choshesh for at least Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. But if you can't be choshes for Rebbe, for whatever technical reason, okay, but at least be choshes something later. At least wait, you've done it, you need to do. Okay, and that's what I wanted to, that's the highlight here. So the takeaway.
What's it called? They all say like they are choshes for Rebbe Yossi. What's the goal in following Rebbe? If like the office is following Rebbe Yossi, why does it matter to follow Rebbe?
Again, I think we want to be choshes for Lashita, that's what appears. That's, I mean, the Ramah is worried about that. She's a,
say, like, according to the Mishnah Berurah, though.
The Mishnah Berurah said, what was his line over there? The line before? V'tov lahachmir gamken shiiten achamet hagachamad.
Why is it tov lahachmir?
V'tov lahachmir. I mean, because it's the Rav Ma. Because, are we showing you? Yeah, the Rashba, the Ritva, I don't remember which one it was. My computer died, so I can't even check. Okay? So, it just, you know, so you have... It's just, it's fascinating how you have this machlokas in the Gemara between Rebbe, right, and Rebbe Bar Yehuda, and then, like, how's that understood? What are the practical ramifications to it, right? So it's a really interesting sugya just from a, and that's why you see there's tension. So that's why I believe the Mishnah Berurah is willing to dismiss, not dismiss, is willing to forgive that first shinui of the order. If you have no choice, for whatever reason, he's went over. Because at the end of the day, you still did Mikar Adin.
What Karosa is really chopped off.
I guess.
Like you have the apple, you have your shredded apple there, and you really have that in the wine.
I don't want to say apples. No apples. I don't want to give away what the ingredients of Karosa is. You know, we discussed this before.
Yeah,
citrus. Right? Remember that? They didn't have apples in the times of the. No, apples are modern. People think using apples, it's connected to it's a das, which is another mistake, right? So, okay, that doesn't
matter. Do you not see the Gemara itself is more cautious for Rabbi Yossi?
Sorry? Yeah, yeah, it does, it does. So it appears, yes. It appears that the Gemara is much more cautious for that segment. But the answer is because, like you said, it's bringing other shinuim, right?
Yeah.
So, and again, it could be, especially according to the Rambam, we see the Rambam holds this way, a shinuim in the order will also fit for Rabbi Yossi. Exactly, so you cover it. Even if you want to turn to the Gemara, when we're talking about the order for the Shita of Rebbe, it would potentially, at least the Rambam instead, it could work for Rabbi Yossi Bar Hira also. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Fine. Now, here's my question. Let's play the Raisa game. So, I understand, and let's summarize. In a Derabanan, you want to try to do both order and process. Fine. Okay, what about if I have a Belila Aveh, a nice, thick, gewaltig dough. Is there anything? Oh, I don't have a dough. If I had a dough, then I'm going to have to do this. Right? What is there any wiggle room when it comes to a thick dough?
Like, is it like a shadow
tchati,
anything thicker?
So, is there any wiggle room? Can we do anything? And then we're going to talk about other cases. We'll talk about our porridges and we'll do all that stuff later.
If we do a shinui, it just needs to do a banana.
Is there any wiggle room? So, the Shar Tzion says, look at this. Shar Tzion, which is a comment that, right? We have the Shar Tzion. Va'av dehu ave. Va'ave machmir. Yesh omri mipnei netina samashka. Ktav the taz. If it's known, if yesh yafshar la sober Shabbos. I don't. Hang on, what's going on that pay dollar? Go back to the pay dollar. And let's read that in Mishnah Berurah for a second. Sorry. Mishnah Berurah, pay dollar. Asr litrov beitzim bekara. When are you allowed to do to the eggs? You're not allowed to? What, liter of beitzim?
Where are you?
Oh, sorry, go to Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
By the pedalad. Oh my goodness. I was looking at Pezayan. Wow. I'm sleep deprived. Okay, back to pedalad. Thank you for pointing that out. Tzara lizeir. Shalola arev bekaf. Thank you. No, but the problem is it's going on. But before, yeah. So v'shochin chometz odavar lach l'tochen u'ma'arve tobiyachad. So the Shar Tzion says you're mixing. So again, what is this food item? This is the chometz, and this is the the tzinnun, these onions, right? You're making vegetables. You're making what's the image in my head? You're making like a herring, like egg salad, herring, right? Okay. So he says, what about if this is thick? How this could be thick? I don't quite have that image, but okay, let's pretend it's something. I guess it can be thick. Shar Tzion, avu aveh. Uba aveh machmir hayesh omri b'nei netinas amashka. And, you know, when you add the water, I'm worried that it can get very thick. When you add you turn this mixture into something which is quite thick. And the Taz on this says, "B'tzinon mipneish yevshar la'asom erev Shabbos, semchina ad ata kamaydi desvir lehu delom rina netina samashka zeu gibulo ve'tigu kan elio rabba ledina." So the Shar Tzion is willing to entertain that even if it's a little bit thick, right? If I can change the order of my adding in the water versus adding the substance, he says, even if it's other, maybe that would still be, at least I'd consider it to be okay. At least maybe, under certain conditions.
That is definitely the right
thing. Okay, so the question is this, just because it's an ave, maybe this isn't Doraisa, or it's like a lower Doraisa, do you know why? Because this is like tznon. It's not your typical type of dough pastry mixture. Flip the page in the little chart there. Go to Blila Avem. The Ramah based on Rebbe. There's no allowance for Blila Avem because the very act of mixing is prohibited by the Torah and the Shunin won't matter. but comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says you can be lenient in the following case. One, it is impossible to prepare it before Shabbos. You can be lenient. You must alter the method of mixing and ideally the ingredients. Okay? That according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you mamish even, this is shocking, even a belila ave, this might be permissible to do. Wow. Two, if it's for a child, and this comes up a lot when you want to make various food items for your children, it's, what's it called? When you want to make mush or formula or porridge for children. Okay, porridge could be a little more complicated for bishul reasons, potentially, but okay. Sometimes those things are not prepared in advance, okay? Not cooked properly in advance, but potentially for an infant. And the last case, which, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, right? Here we go. The cut of the Chai Adab, Shebeshasat Chak, Yesh Lahatir, Al Yedei, Eino Yehudi. Sheino Yehudi, Yitin Amayim B'Shabbos, and then you just do Al Yedei Shinui. So that's this case. That in a great need, if I need to create this mixture, call in the non-Jew, at least let him pour in that liquid. That would be potentially an option. Okay. Now, again, obviously, if this liquid is not going to penetrate, right, like honey or crumbs, well, maybe lenient and put it on the crumbs of flour and then mix with the shinui. That we actually didn't see inside. But it was the next part of the Mishnah Berurah that I didn't include. But what here the option that you can do is, if I take a liquid with honey, right, and crumbs, so there's no, that doesn't really combine very well, and I can take all that and mix it in that way. Okay? Again, with the shinui. So that's what we see here that, well, Blila Ave, we're very reluctant. We do see there's some maneuvering that potentially could be allowed. But when it comes to Blila Raka, but here, Shulchan Aruch, however, which is based on, of course, Rabbi Yose Bar Yehuda, he holds a Blila Ave would be able to be kneaded with the shinui. And again, shinui for sure without an issue at all, just change the order. And just change the method, and then for sure you'd probably be okay. And even potentially, just the order might even be sufficient, believe it or not. It appears, with your typical flour, you're kneading flour. But anything that's like blila ave, but not really, you know, your typical flour thing, then you'd be allowed, if it's a thicker paste. So the example, potentially, that this would be is like you're making guacamole, right? Guacamole, is that a blila ave? Probably. I assume everyone knows guacamole is.
What are you being lost
for? Meaning?
What are you adding to your guacamole?
Okay, so let's say you're adding lemon juice. Yeah. You're adding lemon juice, you're adding other things or spices that might not be considered, you know. Want to mash it up. So you have, again, you need to do changes of the order of ingredients and how you mix it up would have to be a shinui as well. You're getting your shinui in the order and getting your shinui in the utensil. So what's it? What do you usually make avocado with? Fork? Spoon?
Fork,
right? So instead, use the other side of the fork. Meaning, the handle of the fork is probably the right word to use. Why? Most people get that in a few minutes. And, right? Because that's not... And that's a pretty good shinui, no? You use your finger, too. Wear gloves. People might not be so excited about that. So... Okay. Yeah, question?
That's a oven, right?
Yeah. Sorry?
Your guacamole is oven.
I think so. I believe guacamole is oven.
Egg salad also.
Egg salad too. All those things are going to be oven. But again, here's what's more. They're not your classic oven. They're still different than your dough.
Yeah.
Right? That you're going to be used to bake bread with. And I think that's a very important distinction between them. So when it's a balula oven, just switch around the ingredients. And again, also you should try and teach around the process as well. And for sure, raka, for sure you should also try to do. And if you don't, okay, it's not the end of the world. Right? So the Ramah here of the Mishnah Berurah, we require two shinuim in the sequence and the mixture. Shulchan Aruch, one is sufficient. And either one would be okay. Okay? So it's best to have two shinuim, but when in practical or when dealing with a mixture, which is clearly raka, one may suffice with a shinui in the sequence of ingredients. Sephardim or lenient may use one shinui in the ingredient. If the solid is put in first, one should pour the liquid in continuously so that no balila ava will form. Right? If you just put, you know how like if you put a little bit of liquid, you actually might make an ava. If you pour a lot of liquid, well, it's always going to be a little bit more runny, in which case. So. Okay. Okay, that's the. That was the shiur for today. I wanted to highlight two things. One, the next way I want to go. Do you have a question? What are you looking up there? What was safer?
I was just learning about washcloths last week.
Oh no way, really? And
well, he says here.
Who's that? Oh, okay, nice.
He says that for Racha you should. Have a
Sheena in the Seder,
the and
that's sufficient.
You can't do
Mach, but
also to change the
Fisha. But we said, yeah.
He doesn't like Ava very much, though. He says, Shasat Kaf, you do two Sheena over Ava, it's going to work. If there's no food for your child, etc.
Does he give a differentiation between what Ava and Ava is?
Yeah. If you can pour it, then it's better.
Right, so that's why I want to be very careful with guacamole, because that's just some guacamole. It could be guacamole that's even more lenient, right? But that's why Ave for your...
I don't know, what was it? It was in
Mishnah.
If you shatzin, you can't prepare from a four Shabbos.
Right, from four Shabbos.
Like, it's guacamole, you can't really...
You can't make Shabbos, you can't make it early. It'd be disgusting on Shabbos.
Okay, I don't know.
No, I think so. Yeah. So what I try to do is that if I can't, and only for Friday night, I try to make it all before Shabbos on Friday. And then what I do is, good trick of the trade, I take saran wrap and I actually press it down and allow air to go in. Apparently, it stays better that way. Right. So you, that's what she does? Like on Friday afternoon before Shabbos starts?
Like, we don't really have it too often on Shabbos, but like, it's
generally. We do have it, I think we have it like every week.
I guess in general she makes it and she has actual sugar.
You actually want something crazy? I never saw an avocado in my life until I went to Israel. I was 19, the first time I saw an avocado. What? Isn't that crazy? You never saw it? You didn't see avocado? You didn't know what they were?
That's pretty crazy.
You never saw it? I didn't know what an avocado was.
No. Not grown locally.
No, they're not local. We never had them here. Never. Maybe very wealthy people. I don't know. Ask your parents. I said, Eddie and Lisa. Ed and Lisa, do you guys have avocados growing up? I don't know. So I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Ask your parents if they have it.
It's a coincidence.
First time I ever ate an avocado, I was on kibbutz. They didn't have them in yeshiva. I had to go to like a kibbutz somewhere in Tochen Nisar or something. First time I ever had an avocado. Right? I think it's before Pesach, mind you. And I put it on bread, but right, that was the otherwise I never had an avocado. So, and also, we never heard of hearts of palm. What's a heart of palm? I never knew what that was in my life. What's a heart of palm? Right, also one of these like modern types of foods. Okay, fine, that's we'll end there for today, and Mr. Hashem, to be continued.